All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out. This, of course, nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump had some Democratic congressmen over to the White House for dinner yesterday and to woo them over to his side for tax reform. Gosh, where are the leakers when you need them most? Right? The leaker couldn't be behind the curtain and jotting us all down, live tweeting this. Wouldn't you love to see this? Don't you want to know what a woo dinner President Trump is like? Do you like your gold chalices? Who wants to put on these gold robes? How about this solid gold soundtrack from the show Solid Gold? Anyone want to tweet from my gold toilet? I mean, you can keep going. I just assume there's a lot of gold involved. It'll be interesting to see if the dinner worked and Dems join the president's push. And if successful, I really hope we find out what Trump had to give up. My guess, Trump steaks. Like boxes of Trump steaks. Someone check their fridges when they're done. The AP is reporting that the Foxconn incentive package that made it through the Wisconsin Assembly today would be the largest ever from a state to a foreign company and 10 times bigger than anything Wisconsin's ever given to a private business. 10 times! More than the Mars Cheese Castle? I'm shocked. Not sure how this makes Wisconsin a more business-friendly state, but hey, they got jobs. I mean, the taxpayers are paying for it for 25 years, but they got jobs. I love how people, I'd love to know what people think who are into shrinking government about this deal. We need to get less people on the tax rolls, except for the Foxconn crew. Cardinal Supich has banned guns in all Chicago parishes and schools. Feels like that might have been something you had done a couple years ago. I mean, I'm glad he did it, but again, what was stopping this from being a thing? I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago. But by all means, kudos. Can't bring a gun to church. Okay. We're on to something. A new study says that the American households has hit new highs when it comes to family income. What's it mean? It means we're all the 1%. So it also means that we should go all in on a yacht, like right now. What do you guys think? Like a really big one that we can share? I get Tuesdays. What do you think? Former Governor Rod Blagojevich told both Chicago Magazine and NBC. Nope. Pass. No. Sorry. Not interested. It sucks you're in prison. I get it. But we don't need to hear more of the same interviews from Rod Blagojevich. Next. The city of Chicago is finally getting serious about signs in store windows. Wow. Big ticket items. You got taxes, pension, violence, window store signs. Yep, DNA Info is reporting that the city has issued over 1,000 tickets and a bunch of fines for window signs without permits. This could be anything from ATM inside to we sell bagels. Small businesses are pushing back, saying it's making them hard to make a living in Chicago, in which the city said, excuse me, did you just use the word Chicago without a permit? It's a $50 fine. You can't do that. You gotta have his permit to say Chicago. The new iPhone announcement today by Apple promises to change the future of smartphones. Is there a time travel function? How about a transporter? No? How about a 3D printer attached that can scan me a new pair of jeans? No? Then yawn. Get back to me when you can scan me a new pair of 511s, 511s. The button 501 jeans of Buttonfly. You could start there and move your way up the Levi collection. If you're anything like me, you were intrigued that the words porn and Ted Cruz were trending today. Turns out his Twitter account liked a sexually graphic tweet. He blamed it on a staffer after the staffers blamed it on a hack. So essentially, Senator Ted Cruz is a Kardashian. There you go. A new study says that if you don't get up once every 30 minutes, you will live a much shorter life. I mean, we sit for like 4 hours and, you know, hold on 1 second, guys. Hold on. Sorry. I got to walk. Let me just walk. Ah! You do this? Here we go. Ah! All right, good. Boom. Going to live to 100 now. In weather, saving the best for last. What a great late summer day in Chicago, huh? Seriously, who do I have to bribe at City Hall to make this weather stay till November?
It's a $50 fine.
Another hurricane watch. Weathermen are saying don't sleep on Hurricane Jose. Seriously, it's a hurricane. Don't sleep on it. It'll probably suck you right up into it, or very at least rain on you. So don't sleep on that Jose. In sports, the Cubs are getting closer and closer to crunch time here. They hold a 2-game lead over the Cards and 2.5 game lead going into tonight's series with the New York Mets, 2.5 over the Brewers. The Mets were a one-time nemesis for the Cubs, but this year they fell off a cliff. The Mets once had the best rotation in baseball, but injuries, the Noah Syndergaard, he almost missed the entire year. Matt Harvey, he's just wrong. What happened to him? But after that, I'm not sure who's even pitching for the Mets this year. Who's even on this team? Right? Who's on the Mets? Is Bobby Ojeda? Is he still in the rotation? How about Jesse Orozco? Is he closing? How about in the infields? Hubie Brooks? Still playing third? Gotta love a baseball player named Hubie. What about Wally Backman? Another great 80s baseball player. Is Wally Backman still playing for the Mets? Looks like a pinch hitter coming in here. It's Wally Backman. Wally Backman had an awesome mustache. Wally Backman. I think that leaves one team we haven't done this entire year when it comes to the 80s baseball players. I don't know who it is. I got to figure it out. I can do the math, but I know there's one. The White Sox had a weird day game today. They started around noontime, promptly lost to the Royals. Easy to say that this is just the way the Sox are, but man, the Sox have actually been winning lately. Last night, they blew out the wild card chasing Royals. It's the young pitching. I'm telling you, bring them all up. It's time. How great would it be to get a Cleveland-like winning streak going at the end of the year here for the Sox? Speaking of Cleveland, they go for their 20th straight win tonight. Corey Kluber on the mound. Amazing. The Dodgers, well, they go for their 12th loss in a row. Streaks are fun. The Bears are still smarting after their loss to the Falcons in week one. Looks like they'll be without Jarrell Freeman for the entire year. He's been put on the IR. Also, of course, they're without Kevin White, who's also out for the year. But that's normal for Bears fans. It'd be shocking if he wasn't hurt. But Jarrell Freeman? That hurts. It's so hard to get into a football team where each week guys get hurt bad enough that they miss most of, if not all, the year. It kind of sucks the joy out of it, right? But hey, Barry Minter once got hurt and we got Urlacher, so maybe Freeman is Minter and Nick Kwiatkowski is Urlacher? Come on, I'm trying here, guys. I'm trying. The Buccaneers decided they will host the game on Sunday as the city and state cleans up after Hurricane Irma. So the Bucs and the Bears week two. They played last year. I think I remember it. The Bears were coming off a bye, feeling good. Felt like we might get back into the flow of the season. Let me just look it up here. Was it close? Oh, that's right. Bucs 36, Bears 10. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, though. They probably got worse, right? The Bucs probably got worse. That was the game that sealed it for me on Cutler. He threw a pick six to safety Chris Conte. Yeah, the Chris Conte. That's absurd. That's spitting in the eye of Bears fans to throw a pick six to that dude. In basketball, Dwayne Wade was seen working out with LeBron James in Los Angeles. Refresh my memory. Have we bought his contract out yet? Is he still a Bull? I was on vacation for a bit in August. Maybe I just missed it. Can the Bulls just get that on the old to-do list? Can we move on right now? And finally tonight, J.J. Abrams is back. The master of sci-fi and action thrillers has signed on to save the next Star Wars movie. Well, not the next one, but the one after the next. The next one. Abrams will write it, direct it, and probably cast the smoke monster. When hearing about this, Chewbacca told the press, hated the ending of Lost. That's the carryout for September 12, 2017. Hey, we're changing it up this week, going with cold burgers. It's all the rage with coffee, so why not ground beef, right? The burgers are cold, but we heat up the veggies. Can you say culinary craze? I can. Speaking of burgers, we'll talk about the business of burgers and hot dogs and beef with Keith Kinsey. He's the CEO of Portillo's. He's my guest in the Download in Chicago business. Coming up here right after the news, 720 WGN. Stay with us.